This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Coming up, Chris is going to tell us about the potential for a pretty big change to U.S. copyright law that may affect Walt Disney and many others, but specifically Walt Disney. We can get into that coming up here in a little bit. But first, we're in the middle of a video. I'm playing some of the audio. I'm not going to play the whole 15 minutes, but I'm going to play some chunks from this Project Veritas interview of a secret FBI agent who has come out anonymously and revealed some documents suggesting that the FBI is targeting Project Veritas and maybe other news agencies, other free speech-oriented groups, although he doesn't specify that. He does definitely reveal some interesting things, and we'll share a little bit more of that with you. First, though, we have our very own Mark Edge on the line here via Jitsi tonight. Mark.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. You're calling us from Texas tonight.
Yes, I am in Austin, Texas. I just got to see Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast give his speech on, I don't know, how you should live your life or something like that.
Sounds like you really paid attention.
Well, I can tell you the different kinds of things he talked about. Yes.
Gotcha. And
you know, you're at how to describe this.
You're at John Bush's new conference, right?
Yeah, Exit and Build. This is his second conference on this, and the suggestion is that if you buy some land and grow some maters and have a rabbit hutch, that suddenly the state will begin to shake in its boots, and you will enjoy freedom in a way that you never have before.
Sounds like you're a little skeptical about that.
I'm skeptical of a lot of people's ideas surrounding freedom, and I suspect that's what we're going to get into.
As here. You should be.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's, I do think you can find more personal freedom by doing just what they say, if that's important to you.
Yeah, as long as you pay off the government every year with a property tax.
Well, I think you should, what you really need to do is understand that some kind of VIG has always been paid to some kind of gang by the lessers to the more powerful.
Well, he's just trying to get people to move out of the cities, right? That's basically what he's encouraging with Exit and Build.
I think that that's generally his idea. Yeah.
And I miss John Bush. I wish he would have moved to New Hampshire as he pledged to do.
Well, I don't think that moving to New Hampshire is particularly going to build freedom either. But
we got a lot better chance than people just going out and planting their own crops and living on their own. And
guess what? You could do that in New Hampshire, too.
Yeah, you can, although the growing season is a little shorter.
I would make that
greenhouses here.
You can move if you want to. If you think that having a patch of squash and a chicken coop is going to make you free, they got those in New Hampshire, and you can have that. In fact, I did it. I did it for 6 years. I had up to 51 pigs at one point. We had a very large garden, and at one day, I had an entire meal made of the food that was produced on
just
my
once.
Yeah, rarely did we manage to, you always needed something else.
Wow.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say I did it once.
Okay.
And we had a pretty simple meal, and that's that. But I don't think that the back-to-the-land movement really makes governments quake. I think it gives you some empowerment. No. But I also don't think moving to one particular place, opting into their government system, complaining about it, talking about the illegitimacy of it, and getting involved in their system in order to make legislation that's going to affect your neighbors in ways that they don't want, is a particularly good system either. And that's kind of what the Free State Project is.
So instead, we should all move to Honduras and count on them to leave our little Zetas alone?
I think I would certainly keep a close eye on what's going on in Honduras. And this is what I called in for, is there is a pretty scalding story that came out a couple of days ago, and I think it was worth the read, and I don't think that if you read it that it's completely inaccurate, but at the same time, you know, if you read the way it says it, looks like doom and gloom, right? The story basically is what's happened with Zetes up to this point. The legislature has voted to get rid of Zetes one time. They didn't need to do it twice.
Right. They have to do it a second time in 2023. We already covered this a few weeks ago now. This is kind of old news, isn't it? Has there been a new development on this?
Well, the story itself is a development. And, okay. You know, Chris asked me to call in so he could beat me up after reading the story.
Like, so do I get to ask you the questions now?
Nail me.
So have you got your
Hold on. I want you to get to the question, but I feel like we need to set the table a little bit better here. A Zete, as I understand it, is a special economic zone. It's the Spanish word for a special economic zone. And
more than that, but yeah.
And as a special economic zone is a carve out of a geographic area of a given state. It doesn't have to be Honduras. There are other ones elsewhere in the world, but you've chosen Honduras, Mark, as the most interesting of them. That carve out is an agreement with the government of that area to allow economic things to happen with that are outside of the norm, as far as they wouldn't be regulated, they wouldn't have the same, there wouldn't be any taxes, that kind of thing. So there's a lot more freedom ostensibly in these zones to do business and live a little bit more free ostensibly. And there have been a couple that have started up in Honduras already. One of them's called it's in Roatan. It's an island. That one is called Prospera, and another one is within the mainland called Morazan City. And that kind of brings us up to speed.
No, it doesn't.
your
characterization is mild, to say the least. These special economic zones, which they are, in the same way that a semi-truck is a motor vehicle, and so is a motorcycle, right? Like, they've got special economic zones in New Hampshire called opportunity zones, where you can put your money in and save on your capital gains taxes. But that's not the same thing as a place where you get your own civil law, your own cops. You can exclude law enforcement from Honduras, and you can have your own judicial system. I mean, that's a significantly, the simple fact that it is true that it is a special economic zone, but this is the highest level of freedom that is currently legally allowed on the planet. And it's freer. I will state this and back it up. Currently, Morazan, where you can live right now for $200 a month, is freer than New Hampshire will ever be in the lifetime of any of us talking right now.
All right. Do I get to ask my question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask my question? All right.
Yep.
So you've got the security. You've got these Zetas, right? Have you hired the security? Do you have your fighter jets? Do you have your tanks? Do you have your private army? Are you ready to take back Honduras or the Zetas?
Are you saying that that Honduras is arraying a military against Zetes currently? Because that's kind of what I'm hoping they will do.
So as I understand it, they're voting to get rid of Zetes.
Have voted.
Correct? Yes,
have voted. Unanimously.
And they've terminated that relationship with you, that contract.
No. This was the first step in a long series of things that need to be done in order to do a termination. Think of it as a combination lock, where the first combination has been entered, and six more things need to be done. And if they do those things, and then they actually do get rid of Zetes, then they're liable in a court. Now, that doesn't mean that the court will necessarily rule against them, but they will be liable for more than $1 billion in damages. And the people who put their money in, and I represent some of those people, some of those organizations that put the money in, will likely receive 10 times their money back if the court rules against.
I want to ask the question again. Do you have your fighter jets? Do you have your tanks? Do you have your private army? And are you ready to enforce that contract?
I don't think a private army would fight for a private organization the way that people will fight and die for flags. Humans, for whatever reason, have shown a propensity to die for countries. when those countries show no interest in those humans.
All right, stand by, Mark, because you bring up some interesting things. We'll continue with the discussion, and you can join us. If you had a question for Mark, Edge, 603-283-6160, you can join us on Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Chris. Bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll get back into the FBI agent who has come out and speaking out about what's going on with Project Veritas being targeted by the FBI, having their journalists' homes raided, their founder's home was raided as well. As we continue here, though, we've got Mark Edge with us calling from Texas. He's at the Build and Exit Conference. Mark, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right. So you were talking about this ZA, the Special Economic Zone thing that's going on there in Honduras. And Chris and you, I guess, had been having some online conversations, so you wanted to bring that conversation to the air. Chris brought up this question about, you know, how are you going to defend yourself? Do you have fighter jets, et cetera, to take on the government of Honduras?
Yeah. And I mean, this is entirely predictable, which is why, you know, I'm asking these questions, because, you know, these are discussions that we had before previously, and effectively is when, you know, you have to understand.
Fighter jets is a little hyperbolic, but
it is. But the point is that
does the government of Honduras have fighter jets?
Look. The point that I'm trying to make here is that this is predictable, right? These we're talking about countries with corrupt dictatorships, and when one dictator gets overthrown, there's another government that comes into power, and they like to undo the things that the prior government, you know, agreements they made. So the question is, how do you solve that problem? And it was a legitimate question, and I never really got much of an answer other than, well, we have our own private security and, you know, this international court thing. And but the international court, does it have any real effective power? Because from what I've seen in other cases having nothing to do with this sort of situation, it doesn't seem to actually have much ability to enforce any of its these sorts of things.
Well, what circumstance did you see where the international court couldn't?
Which court, by the way? There's more than one of them.
U.S. war.
All I know is it's at The Hague. So.
Yeah, I don't know specifically, but I'm it's probably the same court. Basically, there, like, for example, and I'll give you guys an example. So the one case I'm thinking of, there's an island country somewhere with not that many people, and I think the United States did something to them, and they got a ruling from this court that said the United States was in the wrong, and the penalty was effectively that this country could violate copyrights of U.S. entities, okay? And the problem is that if they actually did that, what would the United States do? The United States could retaliate. And so the point of it is, effectively, that these courts don't necessarily have any real ability to get you what you want.
Okay, so I did a little bit of research on this, because you've long made the claim that this international court would be the place to go if the Honduran government breaks its agreement and comes in and, you know, takes your property from you or whatever. And so there's the International Court of Justice, which is located in The Hague, and they are an organization that that handles disputes between states. So given,
given that the
is not a state, I don't think you would have any jurisdiction. There'd be no jurisdiction. There's also the International Criminal Court as well.
This is the International Court of Justice.
Okay.
So, ZAs are specifically included in a treaty with Kuwait, and so therefore they are international law between states. And the ZAs now are a party to an international agreement, which means that they can bring it to that court and then find out what they say. Now, obviously, I don't have any control over what the courts do, but, you know, Chris, I know, managed to bring one of the governments of New Hampshire to court, whoop them, and get some money out of them. And I want to know why that court, like, we didn't just say, well, why bother even going to court if you're gonna, you know, they can do whatever they want? Well, because we know sometimes you can get some justice out of a court.
No,
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I'm going to disagree with you on this. The reason that we sued had to do with the principle, the moral, and the publicity of it. It had nothing to do with the fact that, you know, any kind of compensation. I would have settled for a dollar for a headline that presented, the point that we're doing something in New Hampshire to other people to get their attention who aren't yet.
This was, by the way, when the police wrongfully arrested you right. for recording video of them at a DUI checkpoint in Manchester. But Mark, what your explanation was is a little cloudy to me as far as why and a ZA, which is something that was created by the Honduran government as a special economic zone with special benefits or whatever, would qualify as a state under the International Court of Justice.
It's not a state, it's a party.
Okay, but the only parties allowed to bring a case are states, at least according to this article here at Wikipedia. And I suppose that could be wrong, but is this an attorney who has explained this to you? Where did you hear this?
This was the people who set up the ZAs, sent a representative and explained how it was that these international protections existed. Mm-hmm. I'm not some kind of, a lawyer that would end up at one of these places, but
sure.
All I can do is believe the lawyers that mm-hmm. tell me that, and by the way, Prospera, at prospera.hn, if you want to coach, has an exhaustive amount of attorneys, and they've done the legal legwork on this, mm-hmm. and this is the thing that's great. I tend to think that it is worth listening to them and believing what they say. Not that they're going to win, but they've got a case, and I don't know whether they're going to win, and I wouldn't claim to know. But I will say that if Honduras, that Honduras doesn't have the greatest case in the world, and if they lose, they better pay. Because if they don't pay, it's not going to be the same situation as United States against Antigua. It's Antigua against the United States, and that's a different situation. So Honduras won't be able to participate in international trade with member nations if they don't abide by the agreement, the court of law. And that means that they could.
You mean like how Russia can't trade with anyone in the world right now, and they've got the most successful currency on the planet?
I'm not saying there's no value from this, Mark, but I'm a little skeptical. Call me a little skeptical.
I hear you. And I think that right now, if I had a lot on the line as to where I'm going to live and those sorts of things, I'll be in Honduras next week. If I had a lot on the line, and I was running a business where I've got to do shipping and things like that, I'd keep an eye on what's going on in Honduras, but I wouldn't move my operation there. Now, in my case, they're probably not going to drop bombs with their single fighter jet onto one of these ZAs when they don't have to.
Yeah, so they would want to take it back by force, I imagine.
That would be a really bad idea.
Well, why? It's what they always do.
No, they have to
send men in there, and they'd arrest everybody and clear out the area and take it back by force. Why wouldn't they?
They better go through the legal steps that are involved first. Otherwise,
that is a legal step. They call the police department, send them in, and they arrest everyone.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they just do that in New Hampshire? Why didn't they just come in the
Free Press
and say, hey, we don't like your speech. I know the First Amendment says things and stuff,
They've
but
done that.
The First Amendment will put you in jail.
They did that.
They came up with a sensible shot.
Sure. More coming up here in moments.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the growing baby formula shortage in the United States.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now, and I think we're going to be making some significant progress very shortly.
Speaking at the White House, he said the response must be both cautious and speedy. Republicans have accused the Biden administration of being late and slow since this problem was on their radar back in February. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. The judge adding a decision will be made before May 23rd. USA Radio News. There's a plot twist in Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Elon Musk said Friday morning his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, but added he remains committed to the acquisition. Musk wants to confirm the information that fake accounts make up less than 5% of users. Musk's acquisition of the social media platform was agreed to last month with a price tag of $44 billion. As of Friday morning, Twitter was worth about $35 billion.
A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this weekend. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
About the special economic zone situation there in Honduras or elsewhere in the world. Mark Edge, co-host here on Free Talk Live, has been very interested in this whole thing and has been quite, spending a lot of time and effort and money going around the world to investigate the different options for special economic zones. He seems to have settled on Honduras, specifically some of the islands off of Honduras, as a potential destination for doing one of these things. But of course,
he got voted off the island.
Well, whether that's the case or not, they haven't made the final moves to terminate the special economic zone thing. They did initially vote last month, I think it was, to end the special economic zone program in Honduras after it had only been around for, what, half a decade or something like that. Mark, how long has this program been in place?
Is it even that?
Much of the information, if not even that, is what I would say. I'd say that in its entirety had been around for maybe 2 years and really hadn't had a chance to even, spread its wings. It was in its infancy.
Now, Chris, you were telling me something during the break you wanted to ask Mark on the air about somebody being arrested in Honduras.
So, Mark, let me give it to you as I understand it. So, and then you can respond to this. So, as I understand understand it, the opposition is saying that effectively these laws were never legitimate in the first place, and they were...
And by opposition, it was unanimously voted to destroy the economic zones by the government of Honduras. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it was under corruption by a former, they probably would use the word dictator, although I didn't read that specific word. And that dictator has since been extradited, the one who basically created these laws, or it came about under his regime, so to speak.
Yep.
And effectively, he was extradited to the U.S. for some sort of drug trafficking.
Oof.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts on that?
Right. So we'll call them the red team and the blue team. They're, if you were to try to make analogs to the red team and the blue team in the United States, the red team is more like the blue team, and the blue team is more like the red team. But whatever. They're corrupt. Both of them. What a surprise. They are in the United States, too. So the leader of the red team is currently the wife of the guy that that tried to have a coup like 12 years ago. The head of the blue team was formerly apparently a guy whose brother's with a drug runner and was helping his brother run some drugs. So the corrupt team has said that the corrupt team is corrupt and that therefore that the laws that the corrupt team passed are invalid. Now, that's an interesting point, and I hadn't considered it up until the point that I read it in the article. And that's one of the reasons I passed it on to people like you, so that you could beat me up a little bit, because I believe that men, I should say people, work best when it's steel on steel, you know, conflict, and that the best ideas come out.
When you say you hadn't considered something, what specifically did you not consider? I want to be clear on
that. The Honduran government, what their argument would be, and what their argument is the law isn't the law because it was put in place by a corrupt guy.
So therefore, right? That would mean, let me see if I'm following this, that would mean that they're not just talking about terminating the ZA program, which would mean that there would be no more ZAs created, and then the existing two would be grandfathered in because they would be honoring the agreements that they made. They would then be saying, no, no, we want to undo this completely and eliminate the existing ZAs. That's what they're saying?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, indeed.
That doesn't sound very good.
It's not good, no, but I will say this. So, first off, that wasn't done under that particular president's regime. So ZAs weren't put in place within the last 4 years. They had been in the law had been refined before that. Okay. So,
doesn't it go back to 2013 or something?
But remember, lawsuits are parties. And I want you to think about this party. Imagine I'm the party that brings in $100 million of investment into a ZA, because it's a ZA in Honduras, that was lured in to Honduras. They're acting now. They're saying in the article, they said, pay your taxes and get your permits. But wait a second. I would have never been in Honduras in the first place to pay a tax or get a permit had it not been for the law that went through your process. And therefore, I would never be a party to this in the first place. And I think the courts can find that to be a very motivating argument. This is, look, hey,
the court
all
that
I did
only
was
takes cases from states.
Correct, but it takes. Look, Ian, that's your understanding of the law. And if you want me to find a lawyer for you,
man, that's all.
Are you asking me to find you a lawyer so that you can begin to ask these questions? Because you've never asked me to do that. I get that you're making the point. The point that's been made to me is that ZAs are a legal entity and on the level of governments, and that they would have a standing at the court in The Hague. And I can bring this back, but I think that it's unfair for you to – I won't say something that's not true on the air. So you're going to kind of pummel me on this particular issue. Do you want me to – do you want to give airtime to a lawyer that's going to answer those questions?
Not necessarily, but if you want to give me some information off the air, I'm happy to look at it.
Mark, you're talking to people here who would love to see what you're saying be true and be the case and everything else.
I don't know that that's true. I think that your New Hampshire zealots that don't want to hear anything that sounds like the only place to have freedom is in New Hampshire. I really believe that that's what New Hampshire does to people because it did it to me.
Yeah, I think you're mistaken. It's that We're very
myself. I'm a freedom zealot, not a New Hampshire zealot. I think New Hampshire is the best bet right now. I'm open to being convinced of something else. Nobody has come close to convincing me. Everybody who's tried elsewhere, things have come crashing down around their ears very quickly from what I've seen. And
I haven't seen anything else even get off the ground. And I paid a close attention to this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to me that's having things come crashing down your ears very quickly. Whether you're off the ground or not is some means of debate, but they've been taxiing on the runway when their planes have caught fire and crashed into a bush. So I've never seen anything as effective as what I've seen in New Hampshire, where there are actually anarchists in the legislature, where, you know, there is a robust community that has been putting down roots for many years. And
May I address that? So having freedom advocates in the legislature in New Hampshire is certainly a victory. But what you're presuming here is that if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, that it must be a duck. But, a Cessna 176 has a takeoff speed of 78 miles an hour. Now, I can get in a pickup truck and go 78 miles an hour, but I'm not going to take off because I'm not an airplane. And getting a bunch of liberty lovers in a state organization and attempting to turn that into a freedom organization, that may or may not work. It has yet to be seen. So to torture analogies here, we were talking about, airplanes. We don't even know if New Hampshire can get to the point of freedom, whereas Morazan or Prospera are already freer than New Hampshire, in my opinion, will ever be. Because I don't think New Hampshire will ever have private civil law. And nor will it ever have its your own arbitration overlay that solves problems in a way. You'll never be able to exclude cops from private property in New Hampshire, is what my argument would be.
Well, it certainly remains to be seen whether anybody will be able to do that in Honduras also.
Well, they are doing it right now.
You had told me
if the cops wanted to come in, they could, but they're excluded right now.
So the cops can come in. Got it. More coming up here because it sounds like there's some more to say. We'll continue with Mark in moments because I thought there were some laws that the police were allowed to enforce.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you got a question for Mark Edge. He's still on the line with us here attempting to, I don't know what he's trying to do exactly, persuade people that Honduras ZA situation isn't going to come crumbling down because some great international court may step in and make everything right again or give everybody a bunch of money or something like that.
You know, I want to point one thing out. Mark, we're being pessimistic about government. It's not really specifically about Honduras or Zetas or any of that. You know,
I appreciate that. I do. I really do. And that's the point that I would like to make here is that Ian, I'm not trying to say that I am certain of what's going to happen in Honduras. I don't know. But here's what I know. I know that there's only one time that a tank has been used against me and my business, and that was in New Hampshire. There's only one time that militarized police had pointed weapons at my women folk in my organizations and told them to drop the only clothing they had, get naked. And that was in New Hampshire. There's only one time that the government weaponized remote control robots and sent them into my place of business, and that was in New Hampshire. None of that stuff has happened in Honduras. And I'm not saying Honduras wouldn't do it. I know they would. Right. What I'm saying is that you all think New Hampshire's so great and it's just another state. It's just another organization.
Well, it's a state where thousands of like-minded people have migrated here. Something you said earlier, Mark.
And none of them could do anything about the two raids on Free Talk Live Studios.
How could they?
Do a thing.
How could they? The 10% of the state legislature. But something you brought up earlier was you called us zealots for New Hampshire, and I don't feel like that's fair at all. Shire Free Church has contributed to your project specifically there in Honduras because the church does support what you're doing and thinks it's a good idea. I want to see it succeed. I really do. I've been skeptical from day one of it, but it's your dream, and I hope that you can make this magical thing a reality and not have a criminal enterprise known as the Nation of Honduras come in and ruin everything. And it looks like the beginning process of that ruining has already begun before you've even gotten off the ground.
I also want to point out that I've held back the criticisms up to this point. So, you know, and I know it doesn't sound like it because I have been a little bit critical, but, you know.
No, Chris, look, when it comes to criticisms, I can't pay for criticisms from a mind as great as yours. I can't find that. So I do value it.
Well, he's also
a
potential demographic for you, right? He's a successful businessman. He could migrate his business to somewhere else
potentially,
if he wanted to.
He'll move the gay population in New Hampshire up by full digits, too.
There's actually a lot of gay people in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I meant to say in the island of Utila.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely true.
So I just looked up, since I was only relying on Wikipedia before, I went to the International Court of Justice's own website. It's icj-cij.org, and on their page about how the court works, it talks about how they can only take two types of cases. One of them is contentious, the other is advisory proceedings. The contentious cases would be legal disputes between states. Advisory proceedings are brought by United Nations organs and specialized agencies. So presumably the type of proceeding you'd be talking about would be contentious, and so therefore only states, they say, states, members of the United Nations, and other states would have become parties to the statute of the court or which have accepted its jurisdiction under certain conditions may be parties to contentious cases. So I'm not really sure, you know, the whole legal mumbo-jumbo of what you were trying to say earlier about Kuwait would be able to somehow go after Honduras for this.
I can tell you that ZEDAs are included in an international treaty with Kuwait, and that is supposedly the in for this particular court.
So would Kuwait bring the case?
This is what I'm going to tell you to do. Uh-huh. If you have specific questions, write those questions in an email to me, because no lawyer is going to want to come on the air on Free Talk Live and hear you guys batter them with a bunch of questions about this. And they're going to want to look these things up, and they're going to want to be able to answer in writing. So if you have specific questions, I will get those questions answered for you. But you put me in a difficult position, because I am not this kind of attorney. I'm not an attorney.
No, I understand. None of us are. I didn't expect you to be. I just didn't know how much you...
Ex-convict that wants to see more freedom in the world.
Okay, guys. Other questions for Mark? Otherwise, we've got a call that has a question for him.
Take it.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark Edge.
For being willing to air this, I have to say that one of the big reasons I think you're going to fail in any other place than America is that America is the only place that has official documents and a founding principles that basically identify individual liberty as a surviving principle. Nobody else has that. And as long as that's something that I can access, which I think we can still, and I think there are many, many people that are waking up to this right about now, are in fact, you know, going to make this change. The New Hampshire, it's only been a few years. We aren't anywhere near getting the 20,000. We may get more than that eventually. And I'm telling you, when we get the number of representatives and senators and, you know, executive counselors, we're going to end up with significant power here, and you seem to be denying it. I've lived in New Hampshire for 30 years. I moved up here specifically because of the nature of New Hampshire.
You're a pre-stater, as they call them, somebody who moved for more freedom before the Free State Project concept even existed.
That's right.
And also has demonstrated his dedication to the ideas by going to jail for what he considers to be liberty. And, I certainly don't want – I'm not going to jump in and say you're wrong. In fact, I'm going to say that I share your form.
Bad Slave, I'm going to let Mark respond. You were saying, quite a bit there. So go ahead, Mark.
Terribly sorry. I respect Brad Slave and I respect his opinions. But what I would say is that I am the same kind of patriot. I do love America for its history. But part of America's history is the British Commonwealth. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, these documents are usually mentioned in conjunction with the Magna Carta. The islands that I'm talking about, what they call the Bay Islands of Honduras, are their English common law. They have the basis of English common law, unlike the rest of the country of Honduras. And they have a treaty of autonomy with Honduras because they were given over by England. So there is some level of, this kind of inborn liberty and more legal basis, frankly, for it with the treaty than say New Hampshire has. If New Hampshire wanted to leave the United States, it has no legal basis to do so.
It does. Absolutely, okay. It does. And there's been a lot of discussion.
There's definitely been disagreement over this. I mean, I think that's actually, and this is kind of funny, but I think you might have a point, Mark, here, even though I do disagree with you to some degree about there being no legal basis.
Okay, I should say this, that there is more legal basis for a secession of the Bay Islands than there is for New Hampshire.
Go ahead, Bad Slave.
The thing is that what started out creating America and our individual liberties, and our right to, life, liberty, and property, was in fact understood. I mean, it was not written down. They debated, forever about Bill of Rights. And the fact is that that putting the Bill of Rights, puts it on the table. Oh, they want to cancel the Second Amendment. They can't do that.
Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. Definitely those are important documents. The New Hampshire Constitution, of course, is excellent, all things considered. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. But I don't know a lot about this thing that Mark is talking about, this agreement with the islands. Mark, do you have enough to say? Can you say more about that? Do you want to hang on to do that?
I can read it to you, sure.
Okay, I presume it's short, then.
Okay. It's not terribly.
Okay, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Stand by.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.